Max McGuire misses up and in for ball one. Battle Creek getting two on no hits in that second inning. Up Arnaud Mulemekic, couple of walks and an error from Kyler McIntosh, helping the Battle Jacks push a crooked number across. It's the 1-0 misses to Max. Two balls and no strikes now. Looking for something in his wheelhouse. Here is the Raptor first baseman. He has been oh so fantastic since joining the club middle of the first week of the season. 2-0 from Hughes is there on the outside corner for a called strike. On Sunday, McGuire reached four times, had two big RBI knocks in that 14-run sixth inning. 2-1 pitch, misses upstairs. McGuire lays off. Well in the driver's seat, here is Max at 3-1. Walker Buchanan, the left fielder on deck. Trotter Boston, the second baseman, will follow. A Raptor debut tonight in the two-hole. That's the shortstop from Texas Tech, Tracer Lopez. The 3-1 to McGuire. Hits this one in the air down the first baseline in foul territory. Giving chase, that will hit the top of the roof of the accessible seating deck. Ulrich, the first baseman of the Battle Jacks, not having enough room to make that play. Raptors enter today 8 wins, 11 losses. That huge 14-run bottom half of the sixth inning on Sunday helped them snap that losing streak of 5 games. Dropping a home-and-home with Green Bay, getting swept on the road at Madison, and losing the first of two with Lakeshore. Out of the windup, Hughes fires the full count pitch. That one misses inside for ball four. Max drawing a 6-pitch walk in his first plate appearance of the ballgame here tonight. Walker Buchanan will get a chance to hit with a runner on base here. Joining the team earlier on in the prior week and getting his first look at Madison on June 14th. This will be Walker's fourth game with the team, and in 12 at-bats, he's hitting 250. You can do the math at home quickly. That means he's got three hits so far. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Buchanan is in there for a called strike on a fastball. Walker has a hit in all but one of his Raptor ball games so far. Had a multi-hit game in his first game with the organization at Madison on the 14th and that 15-2 loss. Base hit in his first and in his final at-bat of that ball game. McGuire leading off first, being held on by Ulrich, the 0-1. This one hit softly to the right side. It is gloved by Ulrich. And they're saying he did catch the ball. Miscommunication with Nick Heidlow, the first base umpire, originally pointing and saying no on the grab there. McGuire went back to first. He's in there safely. We had a very similar situation at Madison, not last week, but the week prior with Blake Guerin, the Mallards first baseman, who did not catch the ball, but tagged out the runner at first, but then the Raptor runner, that being Mason Onati, went back to the bag in time. Now Kirk Schreider, field manager of your Raptors, allowing for the umpiring crew to talk today. Tyler Melhoff is the home plate umpire. This is the first time the Raptors have seen this crew this year. We mentioned Nick Heidlow, the first base umpire. The crew chief down the third baseline, that's Brett Mile. When this meeting adjourns between the umpires, it will be the left-handed hitting second baseman from Roswell, New Mexico, and Tabor College, Trotter Boston, to step in. Finishing up, this is game three of this four-game homestand in the span of 5 days. Lakeshore Saturday, Sunday. The Raptors had the day off yesterday. There was a fun Meet the Raptors event at Mid-State Technical College, but there was no baseball game yesterday, whether here at Witter Field or on the road. Battle Creek again tomorrow night at 6:35 before that doubleheader at Wausau on Thursday. The team will then return home Friday and Saturday for matchups 7-8, not only on the season, but in the month of June against the Madison Mallards. If you're looking for a place to stay this upcoming weekend against the Mallards in that two-game series, we got Hornswoggle and wrestling at the park on Saturday. Look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer because they can stay with our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone. McGuire safe on first. That's where he'll stay with one out for Trotter Boston. Boston did not play in the game on Sunday, so he's been off for a couple days now. This is his 19th game of the season. Last played in that 9-5 loss against the Chinooks Saturday night. First pitch from Hughes to Trotter. Takes low for ball one. Boston, one of the originals from the opening day starting lineup at Hare Baker Field in Fond du Lac over 4 weeks ago, was the opening day shortstop for Kurt Schreider's group. It was him and Mason Onati up the middle. The 1-0 to Boston breaking ball fouled back. In 18 games and 69 at-bats, Boston, a .232 hitter, collecting 16 hits. He's got five doubles. One home run, that came here at Witter Field. Made it a 9-2 ball game at the time. That was that 10-4 victory over the Madison Mallards a couple of Saturdays ago. Cashel Duggar, the catcher, is on deck. Kyler McIntosh will follow. He was set the 1-1. Boston fouls this one back again. That fastball sitting on the outer half of the plate. It's now 1-2. Did have a hit in that loss against Lakeshore on Saturday. Boston finishing 1-for-4, reaching multiple times, also drawing a walk in that defeat. Boston, an OPS just under 700 on the season at .694. He's slugging .348, getting on base at a .346 clip. Hughes sets for the 1-2. Boston not chasing that one up and away. He's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Looking at the line as it reads across, 2 runs on a hit, no errors for the visiting Battle Creek Battle Jacks. No runs on no hits and an error for the Raptors as Boston fouls this 2-2 back to the screen. Something myself and over on the TV side for the Raptors, Colin Kapora, I've caught him saying it a lot this year. I've caught myself saying it too, but it's another case the Raptors falling behind earlier, as we like to say, falling behind the eight ball. We'll see how they get back into it here tonight. Still in search of their first hit. Prior to the 2-2 to Boston again, a pickoff move to give Max McGuire a look on first base. Boston drawing 8 walks so far this year, has been hit by pitch 4 times. Raptors just looking for base runners any way they can get them right now. The 2-2, breaking ball, tapped foul out in front of home plate. Bottom third of the order, as mentioned, with Duggar. Kyler McIntosh trying out a new spot today at third, had made an error in that top half of the second that allowed for a run to come in to score. Or Jared Hughes could be a pitch away from getting out of this if he can induce a ground ball. Another 2-2. That one in there for a called third strike. Boston down looking. That is the first punch out for Jared Hughes tonight. 2 away in the home half of the second. For Hughes, that was also his 23rd pitch of the night. Mulamekic, through 2 frames, has thrown 35. Only one of the 2 runs Arnott has allowed has been earned. 1 hit surrendered by the left-hander, 2 walks, no strikeouts. And his 4th start of the season. First pitch to the left-handed hitting, Cashel Duggar is on the outside corner for a called strike. Duggar got the plate on Sunday, and as mentioned, was the leadoff hitter in that 14-run bottom of the 6th inning. 19 hitters were sent to the plate, so Cashel got 3 plate appearances in that frame. He was set, the right-hander is 0-1. That one misses outside to even it at a ball and a strike. He had only had 2 plate appearances prior to that inning, did Duggar. In that inning, drew a 4-pitch walk to begin the frame and later scored. His 2nd plate appearance saw him draw a 6-pitch walk and score. Ended the inning with a flyout to left field. The 1-1 to Duggar misses down in the dirt, taken care of by the catcher Pruitt. Count moves 2-1. Yeah, it was Paulson to start, then Sam Arnold struggled, throwing a 1/3 of an inning, allowing 2 hits and 2 runs. Matt Hurd, though, the right-hander from North Georgia, really shouldered the load out of the pen. 2 2/3 scoreless for the Raptors on Sunday. 2-1 pitch, hit on a line into right field. That's down for a base hit. Arbogast, having trouble fielding it just under his glove, he'll retrieve and fire in, limiting McGuire to just getting to second. They're on 1st and 2nd with 2 away. For the right-handed hitting third baseman, Kyler McIntosh. The Alabama State Hornet, a chance to do some damage with multiple runners on. This is Kyler's 13th game in a Raptors uniform this year. Righty-on-righty battle here. Hughes set the first pitch to Kyler. Swung on and missed. Had a 3-hit game, was the lone bright spot of the offense in that 9-0 loss to Lakeshore on Sunday. Went hitless against the Chinooks in the comeback victory, but was walked twice and scored twice in that huge 6th inning. The 0-1 hit on the ground left side. That hits a funny lip over the third baseman's glove. That's DiCarlo into left field. Motoring around 3rd is McGuire. The throw to the plate is in time. Max did not slide at home. Cam Pruitt retrieves and nabs him in time. It is going to go down as a base hit for McIntosh, but the Raptors remain off the scoreboard. As we are through 2 innings in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-0 the score. Arnott Mulamekic back out on the mound for his 3rd inning of work. at historic Witter Field. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple minutes for Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the Battle Creek order due up in the top of the third inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday night here with us. It is the designated hitter, Mason Hamlin, hitting from the right side at the University of Texas of the Permian Basin. Sophomore from Elbert, Colorado, in 20 games this year, has been on an absolute tear for Battle Creek. A 375 hitter, 30 hits and 80 at-bats, driving in 10 runs and drawing 15 walks. More walks drawn for Hamlin than strikeouts. He has punched out 13 times on the campaign. The left-hander Arnaud Mulemekic back on the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids, firing a first pitch outside for ball one. 2-0 the score, 2 runs on a hit, and no errors for the visiting Battle Jacks. No runs on 2 hits and an error for your Rafters. The 1-0 pitch to Hamlin right down the heart of the plate, and it's called a strike. 4-for-4 was Hamlin 2 days ago on that Sunday 10-7 win over Kokomo. Scored 3 times, drove in 1 run, was also walked once. He was on the bases 5 different times as the 1-1 delivery from Mulemekic is there for a called strike two. Tyler Mellhop once again behind the plate. Nick Heidlow down the first baseline, the crew chief. And third base umpire is Brett Mile. 1-2, tap foul, halfway down the third base line. That's Maddox Thornton up in the Wisconsin Rapids bullpen, the right-hander from Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. The senior threw after Mulemekic as well last Tuesday at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon, so it makes sense that he's the first one out of the pen here today. 1-2 pitch, throwing his hands out at this one is Hamlin hitting it down the first base line. It'll roll foul. Another 1-2 coming here. Hamlin a ground out to the new Rafter shortstop, Tracer Lopez, on the first pitch of the ball game in his first plate appearance. For the Rafters in the home half, 9-1-2, Onati, McElfatrick, and Lopez. Long rock for Mulemekic, fires. That one misses up and out. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. A debut for Tracer Lopez. A couple new names on the Rafter roster as well in terms of relief pitching. Michael Perello, the right-hander from the University of California, Irvine. As the 2-2 is swung on and missed, Mulemekic recording a punch-out of the designated hitter Hamlin. That's his first strikeout of the ballgame. Joining Perello in the bullpen, a left-hander for the Rafters. Much needed. Their left-handed arms in the pen. That was a depth spot that Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears wanted to add on to as the summer went along. Mac Mabry, freshman from San Jacinto Community College in Carlsbad, New Mexico, joins the stable. First pitch to the left-handed hitting center fielder Alex Fernandez misses low and out for ball one. Fernandez has the lone hit for the Battle Jacks. Singled with an out back in the first, but was taken off the paths on the 5-4-3 inning-ending double play hit by the man on deck, Aiden Arbogast. Count now 2-0 as that one misses from Mulemekic. On the third base side of the rubber, the southpaw rocks and fires. That one misses downstairs. After Arbogast on deck, it's the cleanup hitter and left fielder, Caden Wotypka. 6:35 again tomorrow night here against Battle Creek, and then a part of the four-game Michigan trip for the Rafters right before the All-Star break. This is when Wisconsin Rapids will head to MCCU Field. Next delivery fouled back by Fernandez. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rafters a rare day off yesterday. They will not have another day off for another couple weeks. July 1st and 2nd, Monday, Tuesday, signifying the end of the first half of the season. 2-2 to Fernandez, swatted foul down the left field line out near the picnic tent. We'll do the 2-2 again. For the next Rafter off days, if you're in town, whether you're from the area or you're visiting and want something else to do when the Rafters aren't around, our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau have you covered. This summer and all year round, they welcome and invite you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. The 2-2 to Fernandez misses low and away. It's a full count. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau this summer and all year long. 3-2, one out, nobody aboard. The payoff to Fernandez misses low for ball four. A 7-pitch walk drawn. He's aboard for the second time this evening. Aiden Arbogast hitting from the right side from Eastern Michigan, the junior, playing in his 16th game of the season, mentioned in his first trip to the plate. He's an over 300 hitter in his 15 games thus far. Grounded out into that inning ending 5-4-3 double play, McIntosh to Boston to McGuire to get out of the first inning. Lomekic set the first pitch to Arbogast. This is high. Excited to see what else there is around the Northwoods League. We've got some more Northwoods League softball that has concluded and is still in action here this evening. Pickoff move from Mulamekic, giving the runner at first Fernandez a look prior to the 1-0 pitch to Arbogast. Still Thornton in the pen. You have to anticipate if Mulamekic is somewhat efficient this inning, he might get the nod to go out and start the fourth. In his first two starts, he's worked 4 innings each, but the most recent start in Green Bay a week ago, only 3 frames. The 1-0. Arbogast takes that one on the inner third for a called strike. Looking at the week ahead for the Rafters from now until next Tuesday, Battle Creek tomorrow, Wausau for 2 on Thursday, Madison Friday, Saturday before they embark on a 4-game road trip. Leaning off first, Fernandez, another 1-1 from Mulamekic. Swung on and missed, a ball and 2 strikes. To Waterloo Sunday, Monday. It's an early bus for the fellas Sunday morning, a 1:05 first pitch at Riverfront Stadium. They'll then have a lot of the day Monday to mull around and try to find ways to fill time before an evening ball game will begin to wrap out the 2-game series and splitting a home and home. Remember, Waterloo came to town the first week of the season, the Rafters winning 7-6 and 2-1. After that, the Rafters remain on the road, but they will return home and get to sleep in their own beds as they head to Green Bay Tuesday and Wednesday. Runner takes off, 1-2 swung on and missed. Duggar's thrown down to second, is not in time. Fernandez swipes second, but it's the second punch out of the ballgame and in this third inning for the left-hander, Mulamekic. Caden Wotypka hitting from the right side will climb in. In the second inning, led off the inning, grounding out to the second baseman, Trotter Boston. Places college baseball at Lower Columbia, swinging through that first pitch from Mulamekic. Everett Washington native, a 337 hitter in college this past spring as the wind continues to howl here at Witter Field. 52 games played in for the outfielder. A one, this one fouled straight back to the netting next to our press box up here at Witter Field. Nothing and two quickly on Wotypka. Had 4 hits against Clark back on April 14th. 2 doubles and a season high there against Shoreline on March 10th. 0-2 coming here from Arnott, set at the belt. Holding on at second is Fernandez. Dancing off, he'll retreat to the bag on a fake steal attempt as the 0-2 misses up and away. Yeah, major improvement for Wotypka from his first season at Lower Columbia. Was a 290 hitter in 44 games. is still really good in 2023, but in 52 games and 196 plate appearances, that 337 mark, dazzling. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, Mulumekic fired up as he strikes out three of the four batters he sees in the third inning and tosses a scoreless frame on the board for the second time tonight. 2-0 the score, 9-1-2, Mason Onati, Owen McElfatrick, and Tracer Lopez. Two up when we come back in a couple minutes against the right-hander for Battle Creek, Jared Hughes. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom three here at historic Witter Field. 2-0 the score in favor of the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Game one of this two-game series in week four of the season. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here on WFHR. The 9-1-2 spots go for Wisconsin Rapids against Battle Creek's right-hander, Jared Hughes. Mason Onati will be the designated hitter tonight for Rapids, leading off this frame. The first pitch from Hughes showing bunt is Mason, but pulling back as it misses inside. Onati, this is now his 18th game played in for the Rafters out of the 20 this season. Started in that 15-8 win on Sunday. He was 1-for-2, but he drew four walks and scored three times. Had an RBI as well that came off a walk he drew when the Rafters were down 7-2 with the bases loaded, plating a run to make it 7-3. 2-0 the count on Onati. Sitting fastball here from Hughes. Breaking ball right down the heart of the plate. Right on cue. It's 2-1. Two runs on a hit, no errors for the visiting Battle Jacks. No runs on two hits and an error for your Rafters in game 20 of the season. Game 21 for Battle Creek, though. They did not have a cancellation on that Monday, June 3rd, not being affected by the weather. 2-1 to Onati, misses low and inside. Three balls and a strike now on the nine-hitter in the Rafter order in his first trip to the plate here tonight. The payoff. Onati hits this one on the ground, right side, charging in, and gloving is Garza. He'll lightly flip to first. It's received by Ulrich with plenty of time for the first out of the inning. McElfatrick back to the top of the Rafter order. We go with the center fielder. This is his fifth game as a Rafter, and he's spent three of them in center field, two of them at second base. He had a home run at Wrigley Field this year when the Wildcats took on the Purdue Boilermakers. The 0-1 breaking ball, 0-0 breaking ball, I should say, from Hughes, misses low and away. Not many people can say they've hit a home run at Wrigley Field. So for McElfatrick, it's a pretty cool nugget to add on to his career as the 1-0 pitch from Hughes misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes now on McElfatrick. That one as well, a game on Fox Sports, so getting some national coverage on that. Ball game is the 2-0 pitch to McElfatrick, hit high in the air left center field, battling the Sun, Wotypka and Fernandez. It will be the left fielder, Caden Wotypka, to make the catch. Two up, two down for Jared Hughes in this third inning. Tracer Lopez in his second plate appearance as a Rafter. Swung at the second pitch he saw in plate appearance number one. It was a flyout to the right fielder Arbogast back in the first inning. Lopez has mentioned 55 games in each of his first two seasons with Texas Tech. First pitch from Hughes to the left-handed hitting Lopez misses low and inside. Somehow improving in majority of his offensive statistical categories. His batting average only went down 2 points from his freshman to sophomore season as the 1-0 was foul tipped back. 268 hitter in 2023, a 266 hitter in 2024. On base percentage, went up 40 points, 342 to 382. Slugged 440 after slugging 391 in his freshman campaign as the 1-1 pitch clearing the third base grandstands in foul territory. It's now 1-2. His OPS, though, that's his biggest jump. Nearly 90 points, 733 in 2023 to 822 this past spring. 1-2 from Hughes to Lopez, breaking ball on the outside corner. It just misses. Being patient is Tracer, displaying a good guy to even it at 2-2. Got nearly the same amount of at-bats from his freshman to sophomore season as well did Lopez as he taps this 2-2 foul down the first baseline. 179 in his freshman year to 184 his sophomore season. Plate appearances as well. An extra 18 from year one to year two. 204 versus 222. Another 2-2 coming here from the right-hander Hughes, looking for three scoreless against the Rafters on this Tuesday night for Battle Creek on the road, the payoff. He struck him out swinging. 1-2-3 frame for Jared Hughes. Zeros remain on the scoreboard for Wisconsin Rapids. It is 2-0 through three at historic Winter Field. We're back for the top of the fourth in just a couple of minutes. 5-6-7, Sam DiCarlo, Xavier Ulrich, and Eddie Garza do up for the visitors. Coming into the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids will be the right-hander from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Maddox Thornton. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. We enter the top of the fourth at historic Winter Field. Maddox Thornton, the right-hander from Texas A&M. Corpus Christi enters the fray, getting the 5-6-7 spots in the Battle Creek order. 2-0 the score in favor of the visitors. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on your Civic Media apps, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. Saying that for the 20th time this season, fans were over a quarter of the way through already. How is this possible? I've been enjoying our time together so much this summer. There's still a lot more baseball to be played, though. We're not even nearly done with the first half of the season yet. All-star break still about a month away as well. But they always say time flies when you're having fun. So don't take the games and don't take the moments for granted. I sure know I'm not in the booth. I know on the TV side, Cullen Kapoor isn't either. We've had this conversation a couple of times within the last week or so. It's been a fun time at the yard this summer, but we're just getting started. Sam DiCarlo, Xavier Ulrich, Eddie Garza two up for Battle Creek. They plated both their runs off the start of the Rafters. Arnaud Mulamekic back in the top of the second inning. For the Battle Jacks, two runs on a hit and no errors. No runs on two hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Mulevecich, his fourth start is complete, going three innings, allowing one hit, two runs, one of which was earned, three walks, and no strikeouts on 57 pitches. Thornton's first pitch to DiCarlo. Fastball, that's called strike one. Maddox last worked three innings on the road a week ago today following Mulemekic at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. Three innings of work for the right-hander. The 1-0. Should say 0-1, that one. Just missing DiCarlo, having to duck out of the way of that one. Count evens a ball and a strike. For Thornton, allowing five hits, two runs, both of which were earned, no walks and four strikeouts, facing 13 Rocker hitters. Those two runs allowed on the road were his first two runs allowed on the season. Four innings apiece in his first two appearances, not allowing a run in those battles, as the 1-1 pitch misses the outside corner. Two balls and a strike now on the Battle Jack third baseman, DiCarlo. Thornton has not yet pitched in a Rafter win. First outing of the season here at home on that Friday night, the final day of May, May 31st, 4-3 loss to the Wausau Woodchucks. It's the 2-1, tapped on the ground, charging in on the left side. Lopez, the shortstop, that one off his glove. There's no play to be made. Should go down as an infield knock on that 92-mile-an-hour heater for DiCarlo, his second of the ballgame. It'll bring up Xavier Ulrich, looking for his first official at-bat tonight, drew a five-pitch walk in the second inning, scored one of those two Battle Jack runs. Thornton looking to roll a ground ball here. Right-hander comes set from the third base side of the rubber, rocks and fires. First pitch swung on and missed into the glove of Cashel Duggar. So a 1.64 season ERA for Thornton, despite allowing those two runs a week ago. He has still been very sharp. Probably the most consistent reliever Wisconsin Rapids has, alongside Max Whitesell. Prior to the 0-1 on Ulrich, a pickoff move to give a look over to DiCarlo at first base. So from here, it's really anyone's guess. Usually now the Raptors, they're going to have their same starters go each day of the week and the same guy to follow their starter as the 0-1 misses low and away. Now a ball and a strike on Ulrich. But from there is where things get interesting. We've seen it now. Burns and Cruz and Barry usually pair up. Amongst others, Nick Paulson and Sam Arnold, they were also set together at Copeland Park last Monday as they were on Sunday against Lakeshore. It's the 1-1 pitch to Ulrich is fouled off the netting, protecting the home plate club here at Witter Field. It's now 1-2. Have my family here once again in the home plate club tonight. They came up on Sunday for Father's Day. Great to see them and spent the off day with them yesterday, and they'll get to take in another Raptor ball game here. Hoping they're good luck and can be 2-0 in their trip here. If that's the case, they'll have to come up to Wisconsin Rapids a lot more this summer. The Raptors will look to chase down a playoff spot as the season rolls along. 1-2 here on the Wagner College product, Xavier Ulrich. Thornton set, 11 on the pitch clock, his two-strike delivery. Swung on and missed. Ulrich down on strikes. First strikeout for Thornton out of the bullpen and the second hitter he faces. Freddy Garza out of the seventh spot playing second base tonight for Battle Creek. Reached on the error from Kyler McIntosh in his first plate appearance in the second inning. He's also the beer batter tonight here at Witter Field. Raptor fans hoping for some discounted beverages thanks to the Tennessee Tech infielder. First pitch breaking ball from Thornton right down the heart of the plate. It's called a strike. Also, I'm sure fans would be understanding, though, if Thornton can induce an inning-ending double play off the bat of Garza, if he can feed a ground ball to his infield. The 0-1 from Thornton, fake steal from the runner. This one swatted in the air, right center field, giving chase into the gap as Jorge Degatti. He's there to make the grab for the second out of the inning. So no inning-ending double play and no discounted beverages for the fans in attendance, but it is the second out of the frame. Daniel Pruitt talked about his time not only here so far with Battle Creek this year, but 2 years ago at a fellow Michigan team in the Northwoods League, the Kalamazoo Growlers. Played in 30 games for Kalamazoo in the 2022 summer. Did Pruitt, was a 240 hitter in 96 at-bats. First pitch to Pruitt, this one line back up the middle. That's going to get through into center field for a base hit. Hitting the bag at second and staying put is DiCarlo. It's the third hit of the night for Battle Creek off that 91-mile-an-hour heater from Thornton. Second hit of the inning puts two on for the nine-hitting shortstop, Ben Fiorenzi. Fiorenzi grounded out to the shortstop, Tracer Lopez, to retire the side in the second inning in his first at-bat of the ballgame. Three for his first 18 to begin the season, struggling at the plate as the Long Island product. Thornton dealing with some traffic. The first pitch incoming with 9 on the pitch clock. 2 looks back to second. A long stare. This one misses upstairs and inside. The designated hitter on deck is Mason Hamlin. The top of the order for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks awaiting their third time around early in this one. Following him, the lone lefty tonight for Battle Creek, their center fielder Alex Fernandez, who has reached twice. The 1-0 from Thornton misses away. For Wisconsin Rapids, when we get to the home half of the inning, 3-4-5, the heart of the order due up. All right-handers, Jorge Degatti, Max McGuire, and Walker Buchanan. Thornton set down in the count here, 2-0 on Fiorenzi. The next delivery, missing inside, ball 3. Do not want to load the bases for the top of the order looming. Thornton's been a guy who has had great control of his stuff. To begin his season, the Bentonville, Arkansas native going to have to battle back in this count. Looks back at the runners. They're staying put with 6 on the pitch clock. Rears back and fires. It misses inside for ball 4. 4-pitch walk issued to Fiorenzi to bring up the top of the order. To second is Pruitt. To third is DiCarlo. Thornton's walked 4 in his first 3 appearances this season. First walk, in this outing for the right-hander. Hamlin 0-for-2 today, began the previous inning with a strikeout and grounded out to the shortstop Tracer Lopez to begin the ballgame back in the top of the first. First pitch, this one is fouled off the designated hitter Hamlin. Thornton begins ahead in this battle 0-1. Wonderful to see all the Rafter fans in attendance tonight. If you're not here tonight and you are interested, tomorrow night we're back at it, same time, same place, same opponents. The 0-1. One foul tip in and out of the glove of Cashel Duggar. It's nothing in 2. Big pitch coming here for Thornton, well ahead in this count. The 0-2 incoming. 15 on the pitch clock. Thornton set. Bases full of Battle Jacks. This breaking ball hit in the air center field. McElpatrick coming in on it. And he makes the grab to retire the side. Battle Creek leaves the bags juiced after sending 6 to the plate. We head to the home half of the 4th. 3-4-5. Due up to Gotti, McGuire, Buchanan. On your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 4th inning from historic Winter Field, the Battle Creek Battle Jacks lead your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters by a score of 2-0. 3-4-5 to the Rafters. Andy Ockham back on WFHR, the radio home for the Rafters in their 15th season and in the 31st Northwoods League season this summer. Jorge Degatti's 0-for-1 tonight. He grounded out to the second baseman Garza of the Battle Jacks to retire the side back in the first inning. Battle Creek again tomorrow. Doubleheader on the road. A day trip for the Raptors, less than an hour away to Athletic Park in Wausau for matchups 3 and 4 with the Woodchucks this season. First pitch from the right-hander, Jared Hughes, the starter on the mound for Battle Creek, still out and chucking here in this fourth inning at Mrs. Lowe for ball one. This will be Jared's 45th pitch of the contest incoming. Jorge Degatti rips this one into center field, a 1-0 pitch, taken back up the middle for a leadoff single. Degatti continues to swing it well, consistently getting on base for the Raptors in his second season with the team, the only position player to return from a season ago, producing out of the three spot. Come as you are. Shows Max McGuire will be stepping into the right-handed batter's box now. Max drew a 6-pitch walk in his first plate appearance against Hughes to lead off the second inning. As a runner on with nobody down, one big swing of the bat here for Max could tie this ballgame. Who took Max for the yard card tonight? That's right. That would be Griffin Furkus, our director of marketing here at the Raptors. First pitch, McGuire swung on and missed. Let's go across the room, shall we? Our yard cards this evening. Walker Buchanan, my pick, is in the on-deck circle. Some Mac olfaction for Abby Look, our graphic design intern and video board operator, doing a fantastic job all season with the player cards and the in-between inning designs as the 0-1 misses up and away, a ball and a strike now on Max. Mention Griffin going with Max McGuire. Dawson Wolf, head of the production team on the television side of things, taking the Raptor third baseman Kyler McIntosh. Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, going Jorge Degatti. Joe Diedrich, the PA voice of the Raptors, Trotter Boston this evening. 1-1 the count. Degatti off first, the next delivery to McGuire. Hits this one in the air. Foul territory down the first baseline, giving chase near the Battle Creek dugout. That'll find the seats. Was Ulrich. A ball and two strikes now on Max. It's a fun contest we've been doing all season. I brought it, as I keep saying on the broadcast, so I brought it with me throughout my time as a player and as a broadcaster. Did it last year with the crew for the team I worked for a season ago. My first two seasons of college baseball, my only two seasons of college baseball. That was the game we would play out in the bullpen. But it would be a little different. It wasn't a pregame pick. It was in the very moment a guy stepping into the box as the 1-2 pitch misses outside. Two balls and two strikes now on the Raptor first baseman Max McGuire. If I look over to one of my teammates, if it's a one-run game, bottom eight, we got a runner on, and our big cleanup hitter with a ton of power stepping into the box, I'll look at him and I'll say, hey, punch my card. I think he's going to do it here. The 2-2 McGuire takes this pitch on the outer third, turns on it, and deposits a base hit into left field. He's aboard for the second time tonight. To second is Jorge Degatti. Raptors cooking here with nobody out and two on in the home half of the fourth. 2-0 the score still for Battle Creek, but it's the five-hitting left fielder Walker Buchanan. My yard card selection tonight from the University of Virginia in Jupiter, Florida. Buchanan grounded out 3 unassisted to the first baseman Ulrich back in the second inning. So, yeah, that's a little bit of the backstory. I'll bring out the backstory for the yard card periodically throughout the summer just to remind new listeners that we might have throughout the season. What the heck is he talking about at home games? This is only a home game thing. It is something I could probably do on the road, but it's a lot more fun to play with a group of people rather than just yourself in a contest like this. So, Degatti out on second, McGuire on first. Pair of base knocks for the 3-4 spots in the Raptor order. The right-hander Hughes doing with traffic on the base paths. Buchanan swinging away, a high fly ball down the left field line. Wotypka heading back near the Raptor bullpen. He's unable to make the grab. Just a long first strike in foul territory for Buchanan. Count sits 0-1. It was a hot one today in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm not going to lie. And if you're listening and you're from the area, we go, yeah, Andy, no kidding. We knew that. But it has cooled down at least up here. I'm sure if you're down in the seats right now, it could be a whole different story. But for me personally, I'm a little bit more cool than I was earlier. But then again, I'm also not running around the stadium like I am before every game. So this is my moment of zen, my moments of peace, just being able to sit up here and talk into a microphone all game long like I've done 19 times already this season. The 0-1 pitch from Hughes to Buchanan runs inside and hits Walker. The bases are loaded with nobody away in this fourth inning for the six-hitter Trotter Boston. To second, McGuire to third, Degatti. So now have a mound visit for Battle Creek. Catcher Pruitt, the entire infield meeting as well. With the bases loaded, 2-0 score. The Raptors back here with Battle Creek tomorrow at Wausau Thursday, Madison Friday, Saturday. That Madison trip should be fun here at home. Everything is fun at Winterfield. But if you're coming in from out of town at the very last minute and you need a place to stay in between those two ball games, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone. Trotter Boston went down looking in his first at-bat of the ballgame in the second inning. Has a golden chance here to put some runs on the board for Wisconsin Rapids in the home half of the fourth. The right-hander Hughes rocks and fires first pitch, fouled directly back to the screen. How about Nick Paulson, the left-hander from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point and Sunday starter? Usually it's the starter or after the opener, whoever throws the most out of the pen the day prior on ball boy duty. Nick rocking a fresh cut as well, retrieving that one from Boston. 0-1 on Trotter, the next delivery from Hughes. In there on the outer third for a called strike from home plate umpire Tyler Melhop. On deck is Cashel Duggar, McIntosh to follow. We enter the bottom third of the rafter order for the second time tonight. Hughes set, fires the 0-2. Missing high and out. Back pick over to third to check in on Degatti. That throw retrieved in by DiCarlo. Close call. That one could have gotten by the glove of the third baseman and into left field. 87 on that delivery from Hughes. Still ahead here in this battle with Trotter Boston at 1-2. Looking to punch out Trotter for the second time tonight. Looking at Hughes. Two strikeouts so far this evening. The 1-2. This one hit on the ground. Right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Degatti scores. A stop sign given to Max McGuire. So we go station to station. Still nobody out. Still the bags juiced. It's 2-1 in favor of Battle Creek in the home half of the four. Trotter Boston. Sneaking that one by the first baseman, Ulrich. Now Cashel Duggar will get a chance to swing away with the bases full of rafters. Hitting from the left side, the Castle Pines Colorado native is 1-for-1 tonight. First pitch to Duggar, a backdoor breaking ball from the right-hander Hughes, that's called a strike. Duggar singled with two down and a runner on back in the second. He was aboard when Max McGuire was thrown out at the plate trying to take home on a base hit to left field from Kyler McIntosh. The 0-1 from Hughes to Duggar, hit on the ground, right side, that gets under the glove of Ulrich, it's a fair ball. McGuire scores. Right behind him is Buchanan. The Rafters have the lead for the first time tonight. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. We'll see how it's awarded. It does appear to be an RBI single. A two-run single for Cashel Duggar. To third behind the play is Boston. Three runs put up in the fourth for the Rafters. Still nobody out. Could we get another inning like we had on Sunday afternoon? 14 against Lakeshore in the bottom of the sixth. Around the corners, nobody away. That was the sixth hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Kyler McIntosh, misses well up high. Kyler, as mentioned, singled in his first at-bat in the second inning. But that's how the inning ended, with McGuire getting thrown out at the plate. You set the right-hander, dealing with traffic and running into hardship for the first time tonight. Had thrown three scoreless entering this frame. Getting my posts out for the ball game here tonight on my social media handles. Andy Ackerman on Instagram, Andy Ackerman on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days, as the 1-0 pitch popped up right behind home plate. Pruitt loses the mask as this one will hit the netting, giving the Battle Creek catcher not an opportunity to make that grab. Count evens the ball and a strike on the Rafter third baseman. Warming up down the line for Battle Creek, the right-hander from Eastern New Mexico and El Paso, Texas. That's number four, Adrian Rubio. One one the count, the remain on the corners. Hughes set, 13 on the pitch clock, the next pitch. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground over to third, charging in, fielding is Carlo. They got Boston hung up between home and third. Trotter trying to get around the tag from Carlo after it was tossed back to him from the catcher Pruitt, but he's unable to. Fielder's choice hit into there by McIntosh. Runners on first and second. Duggar advancing 90 feet. Now one down in the fourth. Mason Onati Grounded out to the second baseman, Eddie Garza, to lead off the previous inning. Has a man out in scoring position in a 3-2 Rafter lead. If you're just joining us, Wisconsin Rapids trail 2-0 entering this inning. Finally getting to the right-hander of the Battle Creek Battle Jack, Jared Hughes. First three hitters reaching in this inning. I should say the first five, but the first three have been plated so far. The breaking ball Hughes decides to go with on the first delivery to Mason Onati misses well downstairs. McElfatrick in the top of the Rafter order on deck. Tracer Lopez will follow. Nobody up in the Rafter bullpen. Maddox Thornton relieving Arnon Mulemekic, working a scoreless inning as the 1-0 pitch. Hit on a line into right field. It's down. Getting waved around from third is Cashel Duggar. The throw to the plate is not in time. To third is McIntosh. It is an RBI single for Mason Onati. Wisconsin Rapids leads it 4-2. It is a four-run bottom of the fourth inning, and now the eighth hitter will get sent to the plate this inning in Owen McElfatrick. Jared Hughes' day could be done, and it is. A trip out to the mound and a signal to the bullpen will wrap it up for the right-hander out of Long Island tonight. He goes 3 1/3, has allowed four all in this inning, and is responsible for McIntosh on third and Onati on first. 4-2, the score. Will be back for this pitching change in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Owen McElfatrick steps in against the new right-hander into the ballgame from Eastern New Mexico University, Adrian Rubio. They're on the corners with one down in the home half of the fourth. Wisconsin Rapids leading the Battle Creek Battle Jacks in the first of this two-game series, 4-2. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio on WFHR, back with you at Winter Field. First pitch from the right-hander to McElfatrick, misses down the way. Onati takes second on the pass ball. The throw to the plate, trying to get McIntosh behind the throw, is in time. Kyler McIntosh down behind home plate, though, an awkward head-first slide. May have got some dirt in his eye as well. We'll see as he heads back to the dugout. Onati goes to second, but that is the second out of the inning at home plate. McIntosh trying to plate the fifth run for the Rafters this inning, but it does not go as planned. Count begins 1-0 on McElfatrick. He's 0-2 so far tonight with a pair of flyouts to the left fielder, Caden Wotipka. This is appearance number 6 of the season for the right-hander, Rubio. 8 2/3 innings thrown so far this year, an ERA of a 3.12, a whip of 1.27. The 1-0 pitch to the right-handed hitting McElfatrick, a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike. Rubio last threw two innings at home in that 6-3 loss against Kalamazoo on June 13th, 5 days ago. Two innings pitched, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts, facing one over the minimum in those two innings against the Growlers, seven batters. 1-1 the count on McElfatrick with Onati in scoring position. Another off-speed delivery from the right-hander misses away for ball two. Worked 2 2/3 in his previous outing to the Kalamazoo appearance against Traverse City on June 9th. That's Rubio's longest outing of the season. Allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned, a walk and 2 punchouts, facing 14 batters against the Pitt spinners, also a season high. The 2-1 incoming to the Rafter center fielder. Going off speed again is Rubio. This one bounced in behind home plate for ball three. On deck is Tracer Lopez. He'd be the 9th hitter to get into the box this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They've scored 4 times. Now 7 hits as a team. 1 error that came back in the first inning from McIntosh. Battle Creek, 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors for their defense thus far. 3-1 the count on the Rafter leadoff hitter from Tampa, Florida. Fastball missing down low, kicking away from the catcher. Pruitt allows Mason Onati to snag an extra 90 feet to third base. They're going to sit at the corners after McElfatrick draws a 5-pitch walk for Tracer Lopez in his Rafter debut. McElfatrick aboard for the first time tonight. McElfatrick 0-for-2, or I should say Lopez 0-for-2, flew out to right field to begin his Rafter tenure in the first. Most recently went down swinging against the right-hander Jared Hughes to end the third. Hughes, 3 1/3 innings thrown so far. Should say his line will come to an end once Mason Onati is off the base paths. He allowed 7 hits, walked 1, struck out 2, 63 pitches for the right-hander from Long Island in his 4th outing of the season. Lopez swinging away at the first pitch. This one is up the middle and through for a base hit. Onati's in to score. Tracer Lopez, his first hit as a Rafter, is an RBI single here in the 4th. It is 5-2 Wisconsin Rapids. They've hit around as the leadoff hitter in this inning. Jorge Degatti will step in. So you can finalize the line for Hughes now. 5 runs, all earned on those 7 hits for the right-hander Jared Hughes. Right-hander Rubio fires a first pitch breaking ball that misses up and in to Degatti. Jorge began this inning with a single and later scored. Back in the first, he grounded out to the second baseman Garza to retire the side. On first, Lopez, McElfatrick on second. Plenty of speed on the bases for the Rafters as a 1-0 breaking ball catches the inside corner from Rubio for a called strike to even it up at 1-1. 2-3-4, Duva up for the Battle Jacks when we get to the 5th. That's the center fielder Fernandez, the right fielder Arbogast, and the left fielder Wotypka. Right-hander set the 1-1. Heavy off-speed here from Rubio. That one misses away for ball two. 8 hits for the Rafters in this ballgame. They've put up a 5 spot here in the 4th. Still 9 shy of the 14 they added in the bottom of inning number 6 on Sunday against Lakeshore. The 2-1. Degatti hits this one in the air down the right field line. That'll stay foul and hang out right near the Battle Creek bullpen. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Wisconsin Rapids right fielder with a pair of runners on base. See if Degatti can snag another hit in this inning. Keep the line moving. Peering in Rubio to the catcher, Pruitt has his decision working at the middle of the rubber out of the stretch with the 9 on the pitch clock. The 2-2. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Degatti down on strikes to retire the side. The Rafters send 10 to the plate and score 5 times and lead it. 5-2 through 4 innings. Maddox Thornton back out on the hill to face the 2-3-4 spots of the Battle Creek order in the top of the 5th. We'll be back in a couple minutes from historic Winterfield. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rafter Baseball and your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters,